This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, February 19th. God's word for you today is, do you know? Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis 26, verse 12 to 13, which says, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grains than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. Who are you in God? Are you in touch with your blessings, the blessings that God has released into your life? When you go to a place, the place becomes blessed because you are there. Genesis 19 verse 5 says, from the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's house for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished. And God blessed Potiphar's house because Joseph was there. When Joseph went to the prison, God blessed that prison yard. In fact, the prison warden testified and left everything in Joseph's care. Genesis 39 verse 23 says, the warden had no more worries because Joseph took care of everything. The Lord was with him and caused everything he did to succeed. When he went to the palace, God blessed the entire nation because Joseph was there. Joseph was carrying something, the blessing. Meanwhile, people are killing themselves to go to places that are cursed, and because they do not know what they are carrying, they become casualties. The truth is, if you knew what you were carrying, you will not be running in the first place. Can you receive this? I know this feels like a punch, but we need to hear it. Genesis 41 verse 39 to 40 says, then Paul said to Joseph, since God has revealed the meaning of the dreams to you, clearly no one is as intelligent or wise as you are. You will be in charge of my court, and all my people will take orders from you. Only I, sitting on my throne, will have a rank higher than yours. The story is told of a legendary French artist. When he grew old, he had arthritis and he was visibly in pain. But he continued still painting, even though every stroke was painful. Someone asked him why he kept on painting and producing beautiful paintings. He had done enough, especially since he was a legend already. Why continue? What the artist said blew me away. He said, the pain passes, but the beauty remains. What pain are you going through? Keep producing in spite of the pain, because that pain has an expiry date. The time has come. The point of praise and the beauty of your life will remain. Do not fold up because of pain. Do not give up. God wants to change that pain to praise. Do not give up. Some of us need to just bookmark this page for future reference. You need to understand what I am saying because it is so important. The pain is transient. It will not last forever. Who are you in God? Are you in touch with the blessings God has released into your life? The entire Gerar province was in famine, but Isaac planted in that same land during famine and 100-fold returns because of the blessings he was carrying. Isaac became so wealthy that the Philistines became jealous of him and began to block his wealth. Guess what? The blessings made a way, and eventually his enemies had no choice but to bow to the God that was with Isaac. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I am a chosen generation, and I show forth the praises of him who called me out of darkness into his marvelous light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.